It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Parsing used to be restricted to sentences, but now we can parse all kinds of things.
That's what they say. University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon is with us. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
First of all, what does parsing mean?
Well, there's what it used to mean and what it means now. We can trace this back to Latin, comes into English through French, and it comes in from the Latin plural noun for parts, as in parts of speech. And when parse first comes into English, it means to break a sentence down into its parts of speech and analyze how the words are related to each other syntactically. And as a linguist, I still use parse that way in terms of parsing sentences. That meaning goes back to the 16th century. By the 18th century, it had generalized to examining closely, breaking into component parts, or even to understand, as in, I can't parse that. I can't understand it. It also has a specific meaning for computer programmers around analyzing strings. So I went to look at what we can parse now, and I was quite struck by the range of things that we parse. So I was looking in the corpus of contemporary American English, and I found that people are parsing the critiques of Obama's speech. They're parsing the first year of college to try to understand that. They're parsing numbers. And then I found this example from Men's Health magazine. And it said, parsing through all her suitors, she admits she'd probably go for someone older.
Interesting. Well, so does this mean we can parsnip?
Well, you could. But here I think people are parsing. And it seems to mean something, especially if you think about something like the suitors example, that you're sorting and evaluating in order, in that case, to make a decision.
Does it mean the same thing as vetting? That's the term that I would use.
I think in certainly the Men's Health example, it's getting close. And the verb vet has a surprising etymology that I did not know until this week. And I wanted to share because
once I know
a good etymological fact, I want to share it. This verb actually comes from the noun veterinarian. And veterinarian can be shortened to vet, and then that became a verb in 1894 is when the OED has it, and it meant to take an animal to a vet for examination. From there, it jokingly meant that when a person went to a doctor, they could be vetted to see if there were any deficiencies. And very quickly, by 1904, it's used to mean to examine for errors or deficiencies to determine if someone is suitable for a job. And when I looked in the corpus of contemporary American English, I discovered that it has just skyrocketed in use since the mid-20th century.
Well, obviously, they vetted us very well then, didn't they, Anne?
They did, and I'm so pleased that we were vetted successfully.
Well, thanks for your insights. Have a great weekend.
You too.